Good morning, Shati.
Good morning, Risha. Your volume is a little low, Risha. Is there a way to increase that? If not, then continue.
Okay, try it. So, good morning again, Shati.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. Looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you so much for agreeing for this coaching session. For the certification purpose, the conversation will be recorded, I hope. You don't mind.
Not at all. I'm fine with that.
So let's take a minute to center yourself and be completely focused on this conversation. Let me know when you are ready.
Yep, I think I'm ready.
So, Shati, what are we discussing today?
I have some, I have been, as you may be aware, I'm just making my transition from, the corporate journey to a consulting journey. But while I was in the corporate journey also, I struggled with few things. And and that has made me a little concerned, saying that as I'm transitioning, is this going to be an obstacle for myself? So you know what, I have a problem with asking. And by asking, I mean, for example, suppose I've been doing great work managing one of the largest employee base in the organization, being applauded for various initiatives that I have taken. Employees really love and respect me, so I have got all of that. But I would naturally expect that the management, would have seen and might be, looked at promotion nominations and got me promoted. But somehow I was a little surprised to see, oh, that nomination did not go through, and the expectation was that I would ask for it. For me, asking is a big problem. I say that why should I ask, right? If it is, it should be naturally recognized, and you should, as a mentor or a manager, you should go ahead and you should put up the nomination. Why should I be asking for anything? But looks like the culture was that, the person should show that keenness for the promotion, or the expectation was something like that, which is very different than what my upbringing is. For me, it is naturally things will come to you. Why do you need to ask? So that is what I'm struggling with. And now, as I transition to the new, to the other side of the table, I'm wondering that if I have to ask, then it is going to be a big problem for me, because on the other side, I will not like to go and ask for things to people. I feel that, yes, naturally people should observe what I have been doing, the work that I have done, and maybe you should be able to come reach out and tell me that, hey, we are doing something like this, would you be able to help? Sort of a thing. So I'm struggling with that a bit.
Okay, great. First of all, thank you for sharing your interesting insight about your life. Some great things I have heard that you had a great work. You've worked in the largest conglomerate. You've been applauding in various work. You've been loved by various employees. I do understand you have a difficulty in asking. So can I ask you, Shathi, that how are you feeling about it now?
A little concerned, like I said, a little worried, a little concerned that is this going to hamper my, the next journey that I've chosen.
Okay, I still understand this. So, in order to move towards a positive outcome for you now, how would you rather be?
I think being more assertive, being more confident, and not feeling hesitant about why should I ask. It's a natural thing. Like I have seen when I was on this side of the table, I would have had a lot of vendor partners who would reach out to me and who would say that, hey, we have done some interesting work. Why don't you try us out? Or why don't you give us an assignment? So I think I should be able to be confident, and I should not hesitate saying that, why should I ask, right? So it should be okay. It's absolutely fine. This is a business world, and you are fine to do that. So I feel that is what needs to happen. I need to be confident, not hesitant, should be okay with asking.
So I hear that you want to be more assertive. I also hear that you want to be more confident. Seems like you're thinking of figuring out on this assertion and being more confident.
Yes. Yes.
So, when you say that you want to be more assertive, what do you mean by being assertive?
I would say I should be able to balance it in such a way, or be more mindful or respectful in the way I'm putting it out. There's a fine balance between aggression and assertion, right? So I don't want to sound aggressive and pushy. I want to be, it has to be a nice, smooth kind of conversation where I'm trying to get that business, but I'm not sounding too aggressive about it. Or I'm being, it's a nice tactful way that I'm putting things across so that it doesn't come across as me being pushy.
Oh, I hear that you want to be more assertive. What makes this more assertion important now?
Like I mentioned to you, in my new avatar, in my new role as a consultant, it will be very important that I have this fine balance. And maybe yes, in the initial stages, I may need to seek work because I'm new in the market right now. I'm just stepping into this role, and there are many, many consultants and vendor partners that's available. So why would an organization choose me unless I go and present myself, unless I ask for work, right? So it's a fine balance, and I think it is important for me to learn that trick, or be comfortable with asking for work or asking for, an opportunity to present my work. I think I should be able to do that.
I hear you want to have this fine balance. I hear you want to learn the trick of to be more comfortable. So, Shati, what is becoming clearer now in order to get this fine balance?
I think might be the art of communication. How do you communicate, in such a fashion that while you are asking for something, you don't seem to be asking for something?
Okay, so the art of communication you're saying.
Yes.
So you're saying that you need to work on the art of communication?
Yes, maybe I need to. Yes, I may need to work on the art of communication. Maybe be comfortable with asking, maybe not hesitate. Like, it's okay. I don't need to be hesitating, when I'm asking for something. I think just being comfortable and, the art of smooth communication, maybe.
Okay. So what are we learning now?
I think being comfortable to ask or being articulate and communicate.
So, Risha,
Yes.
you don't want to apply SAME?
Yes, I was like, fine. I missed it out completely. Thank you. So, what needs to shift in your perspective to get to being more comfortable in asking?
I think I need to overcome. I need to overcome my hesitation. I think that needs to shift. Mentally, I need to tell myself it's okay. I need to just overcome the hesitation.
Okay, great. I hear you need to overcome. It's a good one. So, what need your attention to get to being more assertive?
Might be being more mindful. So, for example, I can start small. Might be even in within the home, or might be within my friend circle. I can practice it of saying that, I should be very comfortable asking, or I should be very, might be within my own friend circle, or within my own, might be, my previous organizations, reach out to them where I have more comfort and in asking, and might be see how that works so that, then I can apply that with might be strangers or with people that I haven't worked before.
Okay. So what matter most to you here to get into being more assertive?
I think getting the business is going to be very important and will matter to me. And unless I
Absolutely.
do that, I don't think I'll be able to get more business. So I think that matters to me.
So what will enable you to get being more assertive?
Like I mentioned, might be practice it with a known group of circle or within my circle of influence so that I feel more comfortable, more confident before I approach others.
Yes, I hear you want to become more comfortable, more practical. So what is becoming clearer now?
Yeah, being confident, being comfortable, not shying away from asking.
Nice, yeah. So, what new actions would now be useful to take?
Like I mentioned, maybe practicing with known or with my circle of influence or with known people might be one step that I can take. Might be, engaging with other partners, other vendor partners who have been in this business for a longer time. Might be speaking to them, getting to know from them, their experiences, how did they build their business initially. Might be those are a few things that I can do. Might be watch on social media, there is a lot of things available these days. Might be go ahead, listen to some of those and practice them and get comfortable. Yeah.
Good to hear this. What resources do you need to take them ahead?
Like I said, might be maybe some known people who I can trust, who I know I can approach, and who I'm comfortable with, being vulnerable with them. So might be that is something that I will need. Some might be good audio or video literature that is available. If some info, if you have some information on that, that will be good to know. Or if you can, if you have specific books or that you may be wanting to recommend, I'm happy to, maybe read through those. So these could
Absolutely.
be the kind of resources that might help me.
Great. So how will you be accountable to these actions?
Maybe I start journaling. So I start
Yes.
journaling and making notes that, who did I speak to today? How did the
Yeah.
conversation go? What was the reaction? And maybe we meet in a month's time and I can share my journal with you on a regular basis and, look through that. And then might be, you yourself can ask me a few questions and see that whether I am able to, whether I'm comfortable in my skin and I'm able to ask you what I want to ask, and that, and then you will realize whether I'm better than what I am today in a month's time. So maybe we can do something like that. And of course,
Nice.
journaling is something I'll do, and I will commit to might be sending you my journal every week so that at least you have a visibility on saying that whether I'm doing what I've said or not, at least meeting two or three people in the week.
Very nice, Shati. Are you okay to close this session?
Yes, thank you for your time. I think I'm feeling a bit better than what I was feeling in the initial start of the conversation. So thank you so much for your time.
Most welcome, Shati.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we closed it before time, 45, 15 minutes.
Yeah.